I just want to like make it clear as well that just because it's changing to the opt-out doesn't mean that a next of kin who oppose or hold a strong view on not wanting their loved one's organs to be donated, that they still have that choice, and that the family are still asked. And if there's any reason why their loved one would not consent to organ donation, you know, the families will still play a central role in that. And I suppose it's to reinforce the conversation, the important conversation of organ donation before the unthinkable happens.
Yeah, and very important to point that out, Kirsty. And it is for families, you know, it would be important to them to be able to have that input. Do you think, though, the bill will lead to a rise in the number of organ donors in Ireland? I'm just wondering, you know, are there issues at the moment? Maybe people, you know, they say, oh, I must sign up for a donor card, but they just put it on the long finger, or perhaps even forget that they have done so, but forget to even carry the card itself.
Yeah, and I suppose this is, like I say, it's reinforcing the importance of that conversation, because many people may have carried the organ donor card and they may not have had that conversation with the loved ones. So, you know, I'm personally aware that when someone passes away, that the decision for organ donation has to happen quickly. And I can appreciate that, you know, it is a difficult decision to make if you do not know the person's wishes. But the opt-out system itself is a positive thing. It gives more opportunities to those who are in need of life-saving transplant. We must remember that organ donation is about caring and sharing, and it's about giving the best gift one can give to another being, which is the gift of life. And I suppose when we're talking about it, we have to ask ourselves this: if it was your son, daughter, partner, wife, husband, a loved one that needed a transplant, would you take it if it meant many more years of life to share with them? Do you know?
Yeah, and you were highlighting the fact that families will still be consulted if a loved one passes away. You, unfortunately, have found yourself in that position. What advice would you have for others in terms of handling the sensitivity of an awful situation like that?
Well, I suppose through my own story, like through my own loss, I know that organ donation has helped me in my grieving process at the sudden and tragic loss of my daughter, Scarlett, who was only 17 when she died 4 years ago. And her loss is obviously a huge part of who I am now, and I will grieve her for the rest of mine. However, I take huge solace that her life was not taken suddenly in vain and it wasn't wasted, you know, and that she had the ability to give others a chance of living. Even though her life was abruptly taken away, it resulted in her saving 5 other individuals. And those individuals' lives were improved, but also the families that surround that individual and the friends. And like, the solace that I take is I know that my daughter's heart still beats, her lungs still breathe the air, her kidneys, pancreas and liver, they still function. So in a sense, she still lives on, and she left a legacy as well, you know, by helping others.
If a person has given their consent and they pass away, do you feel it is still necessary, Kirsty, to consult the family? And it is understandable that in a situation like that, a person's judgment could be clouded by the immense grief they're experiencing.
Oh yeah, I mean, I do think that the families, you know, should be made aware. Like, if they weren't aware, like, you know, that this person did carry a donor card. Do you know what I mean? That conversation still needs to happen. But this is the thing, like when a person is obviously living and they want to donate their organs. I had that conversation with my daughter before she passed away. She had that conversation with me one day that she wanted to become an organ donor. And it was only like several weeks before actually the unthinkable did happen. So I was aware of that. So I knew then that when I was asked about organ donation, that I was doing the right thing by her, because that was her wishes. And I suppose, you know, if you've not had that conversation, and even though that person may carry a donor card, you still, because you didn't have that conversation, there could be a part of you that's wondering whether you are doing the right thing. But all I can say is, like, again, going back to the grieving process, and that it has helped me personally, anyway, on a personal level through my grieving process, knowing that you know, her life wasn't taken in vain. It wasn't wasted. That, you know, like I say, she still, she lives on through others, and she's helped others and other families.
And all those families and those people that were helped, no doubt, are so, so grateful and continue to be so, so grateful. And I'm sure those who are awaiting a transplant currently, this news has given them hope and raised their spirits. And I suppose, the, you know, the aim is to reduce waiting lists, save more lives for those people. Kirsty, it is a great day. And if we can tackle waiting lists, which are always an issue in this country, that's a huge, huge benefit of the bill.
Yeah, because what we must remember is, like, those people that are waiting for transplants, be it a kidney transplant, heart transplant, lung transplant, they have a poor quality of life. And some of them are waiting for years for a suitable donor. And unfortunately, sometimes they never receive a transplant, and they can die whilst waiting for on the list. And, like, for a person that's waiting for a transplant, like, that becomes their life. They're waiting for that call, you know. And I always, like, believe and I say to myself, like, our organs, you know, are no good to anyone when they're in the ground, when they can actually change a person's life and save a person's life. And it's not just the individual, you know, like I say, like, I've heard from some of my daughter's transplant recipients, and I've recently heard again, like, her heart recipient would write to me every year. And, like, I mean, they, in their letter, like, they would have wrote how their life has changed since they've had their heart transplant, how they're now going back into education, and how they've been able to go on a foreign holiday that they've not been able to go on for many years, and, you know, make precious memories with their own children and their partner. Like, so, you know, like, from that you can see the amount of gratitude that they have for the organ donor. And I suppose, like, you know, hearing that and reading that, it helps as well, you know, like I say, in the grieving process as well for somebody, like, you know. It is a difficult decision to make when you're there and you're in the midst of everything, and sometimes, obviously, it's obviously a death for anyone is traumatic, but you know, like I say, it's a quick decision that has to be made quickly for obvious reasons. And I think it is a conversation that people do need to have within families if they want to become a donor. And I think this opt-out system is basically reinforcing that conversation.
Well, it is a huge development, and hopefully it can help save more lives and reduce waiting lists. And Kirsty Donlan, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the programme.
Can I just give a shout out there to,
of course,
Dr.
You can.
Liam Cassidy in UHL, who's the kidney specialist, and all the staff on Ward 8C, because my brother is actually currently in there at the moment suffering with his kidneys. So, and they're doing a great job with him. So I just wanted to acknowledge them and acknowledge the work that they actually do.